Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. State agencies are scrambling to understand what the impact will be in Massachusetts of the looming automatic federal sequester budget cuts. The cuts take effect Friday, unless Congress comes up with a compromise before then, which appears increasingly unlikely. As WBUR's Fred Bever reports, pinpointing the impact here is proving difficult.
After a weekend trip to Washington, Governor Patrick says he's, quote, scared about the budget cuts. But he says they could be worse.
There doesn't seem to be any difference of opinion that the sequester will slow the pace of recovery. It's not going to be the kind of impact that we had around the debt ceiling, but by many measures it will certainly slow recovery at a time when we're just starting to get traction.
According to data released by the White House, education grants totaling more than $26 million would be cut. That could cost 190 educators their jobs, the White House says, and affect education for 20,000 elementary and high school students. Head Start early education services for some 1,100 low-income families would be eliminated. And the White House estimates that payrolls for civilian defense workers in Massachusetts would decrease by $43 million, with 7,000 workers taking forced furloughs.
It's certainly getting more intense right now.
Glenn Shore is the Secretary of Administration and Finance. He met yesterday with top staffers to parse the latest data coming from Washington. Shore says it's still unclear how soon the cuts would start to take a significant toll. There may be ways, for instance, for the federal government to put off education cuts until next school year, but Shore rejects claims that the Obama administration or its Office of Management and Budget are playing politics with the numbers.
Plans will take more shape as we get more information, but I don't think it's the case that the OMB numbers are somehow scare tactics or out of whack with reasonable thinking about the potential impacts.
Over at Logan Airport, state planners are hearing from federal aviation and transportation officials that they should prepare for cutbacks in hours for both air traffic controllers and checkpoint security. Ed Frenney is Massport's aviation director. He says he's been told that aviation-related cutbacks won't hit until April. But then, Frenney says, travelers should be prepared for disruptions and delays.
This is going to be a system-wide issue, not just here at Logan Airport, but it will affect the entire lineup of aircraft departures and arrivals.
Massport, Frenney says, will be ready to step in to improve traffic flow, working to make sure, for instance, that if there's an unscheduled influx of flights, passengers won't be left sitting on the tarmac.
We have the ability to open up the Amelia Earhart building, which is a terminal that has been silent for some time. We can offload people into our 100-passenger buses and use air stairs as long as the weather and the climate is good. So there's a number of ways of doing that.
Still, that's the kind of scenario most Americans might prefer to avoid. Governor Patrick among them.
It ought not be that complicated, particularly when you look at the weight of public opinion and the support for a balanced solution.
With Republicans and Democrats, including Patrick, continuing to blame each other for the crisis, the governor says he sees little chance that a deal would be struck by the Friday deadline. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever at the State House.